Now we're looking here at Bethel for the year 26 with advice and help with Sandra Campbell from the Conference on Church Vitality and try to reach out to so many different things. And the commentary in my Bible kind of lets us think about what we should be doing. We think about the media tonight, reaching out to families with children and reaching out to this and that. But let me just tell you about what this commentary says. It says, when churches or community groups orient most of their ministry around family concerns, single people can be made to feel that they're unimportant or even defective. Yet the Apostle Paul sends a clear note of encouragement to those who are not married. The absence of marriage bond gives a person freedom and opportunity that married people often do not have. The simple advice, if you are single, do not succumb to the feeling that your life is incomplete without a partner. Ask God to show you how to use your gift, including your single status, and to serve Him and find fulfillment. I just think it's interesting to think about how we need to reach out to everybody. Single people, young people, old people. I love old people, by the way. It's really something to think about. And if you ever wondered why Catholic priests don't marry, it's for that reason. And a lot of times, in even some other denominations, they always felt that if the priest married, they wouldn't be able to devote as much time to the church because family life takes an awful lot away from that devotion. But now they come to find out that it doesn't matter because if you're really committed to the gospel and to the work of the church, you're going to serve your very best whether you're married or not. So.